Hey guys, back with another message about tech problems. So, unfortunately, there was a massive snowstorm in Maine that put 500,000 people out of power, which included me while editing this video. So, I don't have the audio file because it got corrupted, but thankfully, the camera recorded audio, so at least we have an episode for you guys. It's decent quality, not the best, but, you know, it'll do. I guess it'll have to. We wanted to get this episode out because this was the first guest episode. Hope you guys still enjoy. And there is no sort of outro or ending to this episode, so it ends kind of abruptly. But it should be okay. I think we should rename the podcast. Maybe we call it 99% Tech Problems. Seems a bit more fitting. Anyways, enjoy the episode, guys, and hopefully, fingers crossed, things don't go wrong next episode. Alrighty, until next time. Bye.
Okay, so I was on Reddit, okay, and I saw a song that someone had made, okay, and this instantly, for whatever reason, because you and Trey and River are constantly complaining about Hannaford and how crappy the company is,
yeah.
I instantly thought of, hold on, I'm looking at the song name. It instantly reminded me of, like, why customer service actually matters, because it's a very funny song. So, there's a dude named, Canadian musician, it looks like. There's a country singer named Dave Carroll,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Who back in, what did it say, 2008, he was traveling with his band, with United Airlines, right?
Ooh, yeah.
And so he was going through the airport, like they were getting on the plane, departing, and he heard some lady, like, in front of him, or behind him on the plane, like, she was looking out the window, and she was like, they're throwing, like, guitars out there.
What?
Yeah, and obviously, being in the band, right, he was like, okay, that's our guitars. So they look out the window, and they see the United Airlines people, like, throwing their luggage around.
Yeah.
Okay. So, they get on, like, their flight, they go through, well, they alerted someone there, saying, like, hey, they're kind of throwing luggage around, and the people didn't really care. It's, like, not our problem type deal.
Of course.
Right? Typical customer service skills.
Yeah.
And so, they got on their flight, they went, they landed, and they started looking at their luggage, and they saw that their guitar, it was a Taylor's guitar, or a Taylor guitar, so that's, like, the main distributor of, like, high-end guitars.
Nice.
I checked, like, today's money, and I saw guitars upward of, like, $6,000.
Yeah,
on there.
Nice.
Oh my.
So they broke one of those guitars.
Oh, they broke it.
And so Dave Carroll goes into this, like, year-long, month-long, you know, kind of, like, back and forth with the United Airlines to try and get reimbursement for this guitar that they broke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their final verdict was basically, oh well, like, nothing we can do.
Mm.
So Dave Carroll and his band were, you know, upset because they lost the money. So basically they wrote a diss track about United Airlines.
Yeah.
And the song's called United Breaks Guitars.
Oh, right on the nose. Yeah,
and so let me pull up some of these lyrics, because they, like, some of these lyrics are quite dramatic, but moral of the story is this song was, like, an overnight hit on the internet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it kind of went viral. Let me pull up United Breaks Guitars.
You didn't have it up before.
Lyrics. I looked up the story before.
But not the
on
lyrics.
Genius. Okay, here we go. So he basically, like, recounted the whole story in the song.
Yeah.
It's basically, like, telling the whole thing of, like, how he
yeah, you could. You
know,
demo? You could.
I don't know about that one, guys. Okay, here's, so he's, this is like the chorus. You broke it, you should fix it. You're liable, just admit it. I should have flown with someone else or gone by car because United breaks guitars.
Yeah.
So they're literally saying, oh, and then this, hold on. Well, I won't say that I'll never fly with you again because maybe to save the world, I probably would, but that won't likely happen. And if it did, I wouldn't bring my luggage because you'd just go and break it into 1,000 pieces. Just like you broke my heart.
Oh, no.
So it was a really catchy song, and it's a good song. I added it to my Spotify Lite, right? How much money? Let's look up American Airlines net worth today, just for ballpark of what the company's overall, so you guys don't overshoot. Yeah, yeah. And then I want to guess on how much you think this song cost them. So they're $9.24 billion. Company.
How much it cost the company?
Yeah, just a United. Song. United Airlines.
They're how much?
It must be a lot.
Well, in 2024.
More than the guitars were
worth. $9.24 billion.
$9.24 billion. I'm going to guess. I'm going to go big here. I'm going to guess a Billy.
Okay, well, that's a lot of money for the song, but you went big. I respect it.
Yeah.
Fair any of the...
I'm 1 million.
A million?
I don't think they even got
a Billy. 50 million.
50 million?
That's smart. Yeah. Play the middle. Price is right.
Let me... I don't want to get this wrong. How much did United Airlines lose? $180 million.
Holy wow.
Oh my.
They lost reported $180 million from like a $5,000 guitar.
God,
because their customer service was so bad, where they said nothing we can do about it.
Hey,
yep. So
that's crazy.
Serves them right.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. Wow. It's one of those internet drama things that like I had never heard about before.
Yeah.
But then I was like, that's such a cool like lesson in customer service.
That's crazy. Speaking of never hearing about it before, welcome back to 99% Distracted.
That's us.
Today we have, we got Trey on camera.
Hello.
For the first episode, which is exciting.
This is very weird. I'm used to being able to like look straight at you guys.
Yeah, I know, right? It's a little strange. And then today, fun little thing, bit of housekeeping for this episode. We're going to be a little more loosey-goosey. You're going to see people having snacks, having drinks, stuff. You know, we're doing a little loosey-goose episode. We're at PAX right now, PAX East, mm-hmm. on our trip,
yep.
Which we've mentioned
yep. which we haven't,
like three times.
We still haven't done a episode on for the first time.
Like
right?
A recap, yep. Yeah, which we yeah. said we were going to yeah. and never got around to it. So, hey, here we are in our second year.
On a roof.
Yeah, that's new.
Yeah,
that's
really nice Airbnb.
We're not in a basement anymore, yes.
A few things have changed, including having our very first guest.
Yeah,
my friend Farron.
First,
our friend,
very first.
I would say,
yeah,
our
I would say, our friend.
Point.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've been getting
the vibes have been immaculate.
With Farron.
And I knew it was gonna be. You were gonna fit like a glove into this group. I knew it, and I was like, oh, it's gonna be very fun. But yeah, it's been great, man. Like I've had so much fun. Like yeah, we just met for the first time. We met online on VR chat. Which I've talked about before in a couple episodes.
Yeah,
and
you've
stuff.
Talked about some.
He's one of the guys in the group. But yeah, we met and I was like talking to him a while, like when we were getting ready for this trip. I'm like, hey, we had a couple people, you know, bail out on the trip. I was like, you guys want to come? I invited another friend of ours, Alex, but fortunately he had some stuff going on and, you know, he lives out in West Coast Canada.
Yeah,
so
it's
hard for him to fly here, just like on a whim.
He's regretting it now.
Yeah, I know. You were messaging him today, right?
I mean, yeah.
He was asking me, like, what are you guys doing?
Oh, dude. He'll come next year, maybe. I think it'd be cool. Hopefully. We could get a couple, like, you know,
I just
if
wanna,
other people want to
like,
come, we get two places and,
thing,
like, hang out at one.
The thing with Farron is I had played VR chat with him, and we also had played games before.
Yeah, right.
Like, I've played in the same lobby as Alex, but I haven't, like, actually...
ever interacted
like,
with him because...
I have before. Yeah. I've talked to him before, but I haven't had a conversation with him.
Yeah.
You know, and that's very different.
Having a conversation with Alex, I don't even think I've done that before.
Yeah. I would want to have, like, a talk or play a game or something
before. Sure, yeah. Something a little
because
more low-key.
Even when meeting Farron, it was, like, for the first, like, 30 minutes especially, maybe an hour, it was still kind of one of those, like, meeting for the first time.
Yeah, for sure.
Kind of vibe. So it was a bit, like... testing the waters
deal.
but 50-50 to here, around there.
Yeah.
I feel like, dude, it's so funny, too, because this is my third year doing this trip. I went the first time with Dora, my wife, and then my friend Church, and then my friend Jake, who's coming tomorrow, which is exciting. I'm glad he's coming.
Yeah.
The first time we went, it was just four of us, and I met, you know, my Church, who I also met online, Jake, and I met him online, and it was very strange to kind of, like, meet a person for the first time, all that kind of stuff, whatever. But, like, we, Dora, Jake, and I had already been, like, settled into the Airbnb for, like, an hour or so before he showed up.
Yeah.
Like, got, you know, flew into Logan, and he's like, yeah, I'm getting a ride over, and then he was riding over, getting nervous because we were all there and stuff. And then it's like, and then, you know, last year,
we
it was
all
like,
went together.
We all went together. Yeah. Because there was nobody coming from out of state. And then this year, you showed up 2 hours before us to the Airbnb.
Hey, the
or like two and
early.
A half almost.
yeah,
plane like got there super early. I thought it was going to be like,
yeah, wait, you were, yeah. were you, was he on his plane to Boston when we were heading?
Yeah.
Or were you?
He left after us.
Did,
I think.
No, like, he arrived when
we just left.
On the train, right?
The Like, we were like, 10 minutes on the train when he said
when
that.
When he was like, planes taking off, and then he was there 2 hours before us.
Yeah, it was insane.
I got a picture of you guys heading there in the car.
Yeah, when I was
at the airport.
Yeah,
that's so funny.
Heading to the train.
We were like, is he going to just like hang out at the airport, or is he going to go? I was like, he'll probably just go. I was like, I'll send him a text. He can go over if he wants to go over.
I'm
like,
I'm so glad
this is all our space. You know, we're all paying for it. So.
Dude, they were so nice.
Yeah.
Like,
I want to meet them. I was so bummed.
They live nearby.
Yeah, that's cool.
We could
definitely, like, you know, have
them leaving like last day or something.
Like, hey, could we, you know, say thank you, or like, dude, we should give them a gift.
Yeah,
should we get them like a fun, just like a little thing, like candy like a candy bag or something? That'd be fun.
I mean,
that'd be sick.
This is definitely the best host.
Oh, easily the best host. Last year was great. Last year was a wonderful place. Really, really nice people. But these people have gone out of their way to help us. You know, they gave us like recommendations of like, you know, bars, restaurants, and clubs. They gave us like
snacks,
all this stuff.
Bro.
Yeah, they gave us snacks that they were like, please eat the stuff that's there. We leave some stuff
I
for you.
I felt like
guys.
I was in a hotel, but I didn't have to pay extra.
You weren't scared to pick up the Oreos.
I can pick it up. I can pick it up and look at it.
There's not
bonus me after.
There's not the $18 surcharge for the bottle of water. When you're like dying of thirst, you can't drink the like bleach water that comes from the sinks.
Wait, literally.
Yeah.
The recycled pool water.
Yeah, exactly.
They were great, man. Like, just came up here 1 p.m. watching something, and then they came up. We didn't know you guys were here yet. I was like, 1 p.m. early check-in or something.
Yeah.
And they brought some toilet tissue and stuff like that.
Oh, cool.
And we were just mashing it up in there, and they recommended some places. And
that's so sweet.
They're super nice, like young couple.
That's sick.
Awesome. Yeah, man, dude, Airbnb's got to be such a sweet way. I mean, like real estate in general, such
what
a good
nice
way to make money.
Yeah. Like if you have the money,
it's passive income. You know what I mean? It's like the same. It's like named after this my sort of mother.
Yeah, it's named after your
passive
sword.
Income.
Passive income.
Yeah. We found a glitch. We played the seamless co-op mod on Elden Ring, and we found a glitch. We're like, well, we would like, you know, because you share, like, you know, when somebody kills an enemy, everybody gets the runes for it. So I'd be like off doing my own thing, or they'd be off doing their own thing, or I get lost or something, and I'd just like kill something, and they'd be like, whoa, we just got like 6,000 runes because I kill like some decently hard boss or whatever, like a mini boss. And I'm like, yeah, my sword's called passive income, by the way. And I made that joke about 50 times
It wasn't a joke by the end. It was just a fact.
Single weapon I would switch to, I'd switch to like an axe or something and be like, oh yeah, you know, the name of my axe is passive income, by the way. Like every time I'd switch at weapons, just like every, like minimum, I would say it 3 times every session we play. We played every day usually for like a month. We got crazy. It was super fun. It was definitely a really cool way for me to get into the FromSoft games, because like, you know, I always believed that I would hate those games, and I like told my friend, like, growing up, I was like, dude, no, I'd never want to play Dark Souls.
You'd
I would hate those games. I would rage, and I would hate it. So I was like so determined to hate it. And then like playing the seamless co-op was such a good way for us to get into like, or for me to get into like the like format of the game. And then like after we played it in seamless co-op, I was like, yeah, I'll give the solo a try. And I had a blast doing it. You know, beat Morgott. Like, that was the craziest feeling. Beat Godric, which was an even crazier feeling. You know, just recently beat Rennala, because I went back, because we started playing it again. So I went back on my solo, and I was like, I got to beat Rennala so I can, like, you know, redo my build, because it was god-awful. And I was like, I need to change this. Why do I have 5 points in Arcane? I don't even use, like, blood. Like, because I was switching weapons from, like, you know, I had to change back to the blood katana. And I was like, dude, this is such a bad build. Why am I, like, strength and Arcane? Like, ugh. I have to get a crazy weapon later to even be able to, like, be viable. So then I was like, oh, I have to beat Rodala. And then trying to beat her was so tough, but I did it. And I was like, dude, it's such a rush. So fun.
Yeah.
Love that. So, yeah, I think a little bit of, like, sort of the vibe for the episode is we're just kind of going loose.
I have a question for you, like, Farron. Have you played many Souls games before or no?
Dude, that's my number one series, actually.
Oh.
Started off on the, I believe it was the PlayStation 3. Mm. My dad had Dark Souls 3. He got it from, like, a bin.
I want to play that one so bad.
Like, he said he found it in a trash bin.
Yo.
Like, no joke.
Wait, what? That's sick.
I guess somebody threw it out there. I guess I couldn't get past that.
Did it have someone save on that?
No, it was, like, special edition. Yeah, I don't know.
What the heck?
Somebody was mad at the boss.
It was so good, dude.
I wonder if they, like, threw it out in a fit of rage and then regretted it like a week later.
Or they went back to go get it and it wasn't there.
Dude,
your dad destroyed someone's dreams.
Hey, man, they shouldn't have thrown it away.
True. Or saved someone's life.
So you've played the games before. What is your favorite, like, boss type? Mm. Like, do you like big-sized bosses? Do you like small bosses? Do you like quick bosses? Do you like
the duos?
Duo bosses. Like, what's your favorite, like, type?
My favorite type of boss? Well, I played a lot of, like, Sekiro, Dark Souls 3, maybe, like... I'd say the Sekiro bosses.
The Sekiro ones?
Like...
Okay, it's fun.
I want that game so bad.
It's awesome.
Dude. Like the ape fight. I forgot the name of it. It's like mid game. A little closer.
Yeah.
It's good.
They get perfect.
That the one where you have to kill it like twice.
Yeah, you kill it and then it's on the ground. Yeah. And then it comes back. Yeah.
Oh no.
That was crazy.
Yeah. Dude, I'd hate that. I'd like kill the boss and then be like, yo, I killed it and start like freaking out. Celebrate and then it just gets back up.
Didn't that happen to you in Elden Ring? Like your solo? Wasn't there a boss that happened?
I don't know if there's a boss like
he's
that.
Godric isn't... You don't get the HP all the way down. What? There was some game that happens to train. Oh, no, you know what it was? It was the boss. There was the boss that's, like, the skeleton. And it's in the raft, but you have to, like, hit its skeleton when it's dead.
Oh,
and he, like, didn't do it, and it revived. And he was like,
They do that a lot in Dark Souls games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that, like, a thing they had, too, where, like, the skeletons would come back if you didn't hit their bodies when you're
pretty much dead. Every cool. skeleton, almost.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
And that was, like, a huge shocker. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
Just blood, tears, and just put my soul into that game.
Yeah.
And he just comes back.
That's cool. I think, excuse me, I think I got a good question. A little bit of a curveball for all of you.
Okay.
We've been looking, obviously, at a lot of cool games. We've been looking at a lot of older games too, when we're like on the computers and stuff, new stuff. I guess we can do a couple questions. What would be, because we've done this one before on the podcast, and I liked this question
a while ago.
Yeah, a while ago. It's episode one.
Sensing
I think.
Where you're going with this,
I think it's episode one that we did it. So far, 2024's just started.
Yeah.
So we'll do 2023. What was your favorite game, new or old, that you played in 2023?
My.
We need some time on that one.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like Elden Ring, because I got back into Elden Ring solo and we got back in co-op and I actually beat the game.
Yeah, absolutely.
And after I beat the final boss, I was like, wait, I just beat the game. I bought the game not expecting it halfway through and just put it down.
Yeah.
But I made it all the way through and I was like, wait, what the heck is going on?
It was a big thing for us in 2023 though. That game.
It was. Yeah, I mean, we played that.
Played that a lot.
I grinded that game.
That and Baldur's Gate.
Dude, that game was meant for me. It came out on my birthday.
The same day.
Wait, that's sick.
That was a birthday present.
February 25th.
That's FromSoft gifted it to you.
That was insane.
That's dope.
Yeah. Did you play it day one?
Yeah, I played it day
one. Oh, that's awesome.
You know
that's
I did.
Did you like... Because I have a lot of friends that really, really like the FromSoft games and the Souls-like specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like the open world aspect of it, or did you not like that?
I liked it.
Yeah.
I was like, this is new.
That's new. That's the first person that I've heard that actually says that. Most people say that they dislike it.
Yeah, Dark Souls has been, very, not linear, but, it's very...
I would say so.
You can go down different paths.
Yeah.
But they set it up in a way where, you can go through here, and it's very built up.
Yeah.
It's very developed and nice.
Yeah.
But having this open space to explore,
Yeah, but you have to go from one boss to the next in most Dark Souls. Like in Elden Ring, you jump around.
I know that a lot of... I know in Dark Souls 3 specifically, there was like one spot where they kind of gave you sort of like almost like the illusion of choice. It was like there was like three different routes you could go, but they all led to the same boss.
Yeah,
it was like you're always getting to the boss.
That's
at the end.
Thing about Elden Ring that I liked, but almost feel like they kind of fell short. Because when you need to kill the demigods to get... Because you need... I forget why, but don't you need to kill two demigods to, like, get into the capital or something?
I can't remember.
You need to kill...
Because don't you need, like, two...
Because Morgoth's technically a demigod.
Do you need to kill any... I'm talking about, like, Radahn, Rennala...
Rennala's
Godric,
you have to
and Rykard. There's those four bosses, and I'm pretty sure you need to beat two of the four.
Two of the four, to keep going.
Yeah. To move on, I think. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
Anyways,
remember.
If that is the case, I feel like Rykard was always like, no one...
Really did it?
Did Rykard.
Yeah.
Which one's that one again?
That's the big snake.
With the spear.
Oh yeah, that one's like...
I was gonna say,
An optional boss.
Technically, Godric also was optional. And then...
Like, everyone did.
Rennala is the only... You have to do Rennala. It's the only demigod you have to kill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To progress the story, right? Because all the other ones... So it must be...
I think so.
Yeah, it's like required to get to the next area.
To get to the next area and stuff, yeah.
It might just be...
I think it's just Rennala.
Well, let's look into it.
Yeah.
But anyways...
While you're doing that, I'll pass for time.
Other games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about, Trey, are you kind of on board with us with Elden Ring, or is it something else for you? Because you really liked Baldur's Gate, but you didn't play it like you didn't get super far into it, but you played a ton.
Yeah, I was gonna say it would have to be Baldur's Gate.
Ooh, I don't know. Actually, wait a minute. My question might be, or not my question. My answer might be changing a little bit because I was on board immediately with you with Elden Ring, but I honestly feel like Monster Hunter World.
Oh,
wait, that came out. In
2023? No. I played it a lot in 2023.
I played it when it came out on Xbox.
That came out
2020, right?
Yeah. I played it a lot when it came out on Xbox. And then, Dora and I found out we were having Lily. So then I moved out and I didn't have the Xbox, so I couldn't play it anymore. So right after I bought it, I had sunk like 9 hours into the game. Just gotten to like the new, like one of the new areas or whatever. And then I moved out and couldn't play it. Man. And then, same thing with Red Dead Redemption 2. I had just bought Red Dead Redemption 2 at a very similar time. Played a little bit of it and then moved out, so I lost both Red Dead Redemption 2 and Monster Hunter World and didn't get to play them for like a year and a half.
It's starting to drizzle.
Jeez. Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit?
If it gets bad, we can...
Let me just check the weather real quick.
Yeah.
It doesn't say it's raining. I think it's just misting.
Yeah, don't blame
me. You could tip the screen down a little bit so it covers the keyboard so it doesn't get like rained on.
Yeah, I was thinking of that a little bit.
That's perfect.
Yeah, Monster Hunter World, when it came out, was crazy.
So good. It still is good, man.
It got a huge resurgence.
Like, and it's really cool, too, because I think, like, because I had played Elden Ring first, and then I started playing Monster Hunter World and stuff, it really got me into, like, the mindset of, like, memorizing movesets and, like, knowing when to dodge and all that kind of stuff. And, like, that's so similar. Like, that's a thing that's been in Monster Hunter. And I've been playing the Monster Hunter series since Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate on the DS.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was a good one. That was the first one I played.
Yeah. I had to turn my camera using a stylus on the bottom screen.
See,
that's how long I've been playing Monster Hunter.
So,
and, God, it was awful. Because I didn't have the DSi or whatever where you had the little C-stick.
Yeah.
I looked into it, and you only need to beat Rennala up to demigods. But I guess my point... still kind of stands. I feel like Rykard is kind of hidden almost.
Oh, for sure.
He's a little too out of the way.
You have to do like a bunch of like quests to even be able to see him.
Yeah.
Because I guess technically we look at Godric as a non-optional boss. Like we look at Godric as like that's a guaranteed boss you have to beat him.
Yeah, but you don't
like,
have to. You can just jump around.
But there might be some people that would avoid it. But that's fun.
But yeah, it was just like the open kind of thing for Dark Souls was new.
That's super cool. Mm-hmm.
And they did it. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think anybody thought they could make an open world game work.
Yeah, dude, it was awesome. Trey, did you get to answer that question, or did I cut you off?
No. Well, a little bit.
Sorry.
I said Baldur's Gate.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that I spent so much time playing that game.
Yeah.
It was like my most played game until Destiny 2.
Oh, yeah,
and
dude.
I just started, like, playing a bunch of that.
Oh, yeah, that was...
But, like, I mean, I spent so much time in Act 1 because I just kept on, like, making new characters. I got to Act 2 once.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, I'm over this. And then just stopped lying.
Yeah, right. I've been having a blast doing that new co-op save that we made, though. Yeah. That one's been really fun. I like the character. Yeah. The characters that we're playing are super fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are.
Yeah, the sorcerer's fun. I like that.
I like throne stuff.
Like, dude, it's so funny. Yeah. Area. So you know Baldur's Gate 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the D&D game. Because we've you know all been playing Dungeons and Dragons together for like going on 5 years now, I think.
Yeah.
Really?
My campaign is going on 5 years. What now. We're getting close to the 5th anniversary of my campaign. So we in the same game. Wild. So we've been playing the same. They've been playing the same characters except for Trey.
Tarvin, baby.
Holy.
Except Trey. Trey's character recently was sacrificed himself.
About that.
Huh?
Well, we should talk about good. That, because that was one of the topics I don't want to be talk awesome. About.
But yeah, Baldur's Gate 3, he was playing, he's like, has his whole build, his character build is around just, like, throwing shit. So he, he's a barbarian, so he, like, picks boxes up and stuff, and, like, puts them in his inventory.
Yeah, I just
and
then have, like, bunch boxes, boxes up and throw them, and I'm it just works, throwing bro. Them at
it actually it works.
I saw some clips, like, you could pick up a body or something.
Yeah, he throws bodies, too. He's done that. Yeah. He's also thrown, he also has, didn't he throw Jesse's bird.
I think he killed his bird. I think.
Yeah, like there's like a familiar like bird that like flies around. And my brother-in-law's playing with this one day, and he grabbed his bird and threw it at an enemy and killed the bird.
Damn,
it was crazy. Because I was just trying to find something to throw. I was like, dude, this bird's looking throwable.
So funny.
I'll be honest. I'm biased to Elden Ring, but Baldur's Gate 3 is like the game.
Yeah,
have it's, you played
it? I played really it. Yeah, good. Not maybe like 5 hours.
Yeah.
Just kind of ran out of time.
You should definitely. That would be really fun to have you join us whenever
co-op
we're
is. Yeah,
it'd be a great time. Yeah, we got one spot open. Because the three of us playing the Wii U, then we'll have like sometimes our brother, my brother will join.
Dude, I want to talk about Portal 2 so bad, but we'll I don't because Trey hasn't played it.
I know,
but I realize
maybe next episode Trey will have played some.
I mean, hopefully when this is out, we're going to have a little bit of, like, a...
We'll be back.
YouTube this video. We'll be playing it.
You got to play it. It's a classic. Right.
Dude, it's...
You have to play the kind of classics,
okay,
man.
But staying on the video game track,
yeah.
Farron, League.
Yeah, what'd you think?
Thoughts.
Okay.
Four or five games in.
Because this is, because we got you to play it, so that's kind of like how you guys got to know him a bit better, was by playing League together, like, before we came here. And then we played four games in the convention center at the PC setups that they had.
Yeah, and we won most of them.
Yeah, we won all of them.
We won two.
One. I think we just lost our first one, and then we won the last
two.
Yeah. Okay. Thoughts. What are you thinking?
Thoughts. So, I heard about League before, right?
We all did. Yeah. You know, we were all there.
Like, yo, you're good at the game. Means you get no bitches.
Yeah.
Which is true.
Yeah. Got a big stereotype around it, which is true.
Yeah, no, it is definitely true. It's 100% true.
I mean, look at us.
But I played Smite, so I'm not, like, much better at all.
Yeah.
It was so much fun, especially when we were in PAX. And, dude, like, having you guys next to me.
Yeah.
That was so fun.
That's so cool.
Dude, it felt so good.
It's like a LAN.
And shitting all over that goddamn Teemu.
Dude, I'm so happy for you for winning that lane.
I hate him so much.
You will understand.
You don't
realize
how satisfying that win actually was.
Yeah.
You don't have enough context to understand how satisfying that win
was.
When I looked at the scoreboard and saw that you were 3-0, I'm like, what is going on?
Dude,
Riven,
so bad.
Tried playing her. Like, I went through a phase of trying to play her. I just couldn't.
You gave up on trying to play her.
I was going like 0-7.
And he plays, like, his thing is he tries like every character.
And I'm a top laner. I played top, and I couldn't play her.
She's tough, man.
She is very
tough. Because you got to get in there.
She's got a really
like a
high
combos.
Skill ceiling.
Yeah.
Very, like, very high skill ceiling, because it's all about timing.
She is one of, like, the only champs in League where you animation cancel.
Yeah.
That's right. You do.
You learn, like, a new way of playing League.
That's right.
If you want, like max out her skill ceiling.
That's crazy. I forgot about that. Because, like, animation cancels, like, her cues into autos and stuff,
cues
right?
into autos, yeah. It's
That's insane.
I think I heard that she was, like, one of the most one-trick characters. Mm.
And makes sense.
All the good Rivens are Riven 1 chicks.
That makes sense. Because she's so difficult that they're like just pouring all of their time and energy into the
And if you don't,
I couldn't do that.
Energy, you're not you're left in the dust. Level.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, she was really fun shitting on that Timu, dude.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of toxic of me, but he just stood
still. No, it's not. He played Timu. It's horrible.
First engage, he hit me, and then I went in, and he stood still. I was like, oh,
did you ever get the blindness where you couldn't hit him?
Yeah.
Where you were hit, swipe, throw, like, throwing attacks out, and it sucks.
Why are my attacks not hitting?
Yup,
it's actually a build that makes it so he can just do that on cooldown.
So annoying. Like,
you're making me mad talking can never about auto attack.
It's insane.
And then those random ass mushrooms when I was running away,
dude.
I was like, what the fuck?
Mushrooms that like one shot you, like at
if he, later in if the game. He scaled, if he was winning lane and started scaling towards late game, those mushrooms, you hit three of them, you're dead, that's or what, you're basic.
Dude, is that his alt?
Yes.
But it like refreshes. He has multiple charges of it, and it like refreshes like once every 60 seconds.
Yeah, it does take some mana, but it's on cool. The cooldown is so.
Yeah, and if you're playing like an ADC or support, you get one shot by those.
Yeah, you're gone.
Basically,
like, it's insane.
Even Riven, because she doesn't really build HP.
Right.
So she would probably get like two mushrooms. She's dead.
Right.
Yeah. If he was good, I would have been gone.
Like, no, yeah. I mean, no shot. The fact that we won that too, I misplayed so hard at the start of that game. I against know, the Yasuo, and he flamed me in all chat.
Dude, I
got so determined to beat that kid, and I did.
The minute that Seth said, I'm turning off all chat, I was like, oh, okay, it's one of those games.
Yeah. I didn't even see it.
Because we played hundreds of games of League together.
I don't turn off all chat.
He does not do that.
Dude, I literally was just like, ugh.
He does not do that.
There's no way I'm letting this Yasuo flame you.
Yeah, I was
usually like, yeah.
You're going to destroy him, and I'm going to make sure that happens.
Yeah.
And I literally said mid diff once he killed you. Well, yep. When you killed him the first time,
I didn't even type back. I didn't even waste my time.
And he literally just put a like sad face.
I didn't even see it.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
That's the best feeling, dude.
Yeah, like, it is.
Got him.
It is the best.
The thing. The That's thing why with I League. I say this all the time, and I've said this I think a couple times in the podcast. Is like the thing with League, is that like. You know, Smite is kind of, it's cool, because it's very similar to MOBA, right? But with Smite, it's like, if you lose a fight, you can say, oh, I just couldn't aim.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right? With League, there's nothing like that, really. Skill shots, a little bit. You know, there's a little bit of aim.
You can definitely be
like, oh, all my aim sucks, whatever. Yep. But usually, when you beat somebody in, like, an FPS, it's like, oh, I can click on your head better. I can click on your pixels better than you could click on my pixels, right? That's it.
Mm-hmm.
With when you beat somebody in League of Legends, it's like, I am a smarter human than you.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
And it feels, it's like a primal, like, feeling that comes out of you.
Dude,
of, like, proving your worth as, like, a human.
Dude, the amount of times where I just get into, like, a zone when, like, the jungler comes to my lane.
Yeah.
And then I just hit this, like, I'm the chosen one.
He's like, go, Joe. He's like,
walk away. Or I just, like, take that wave.
Yep.
As I'm, like, 1 HP, I'm just like, this is like, my wave.
This is my wave. I earned this.
You stand on business, dude.
That's so
and then nice. I take, like, a plate and then die, too.
And then that sobers you up real quick. And then you're like, whoopsies.
You go too hard, and then,
It's all that passion, man. Yeah. That's why the game's so toxic.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Everybody wants to win. It feels so good.
I remember someone talking about wanting to add voice chat to League.
Oh, dude,
and then, like,
that would be the worst
It was just some
idea.
Random guy. Like, I don't even think they played League. And, like, a bunch of League people were just like, nah.
That'd
be so funny.
It would be horrible.
That'd be so funny.
It would be horrible.
I think it would start toxic, but I think eventually...
No, it'd be bad.
No.
It wouldn't get better.
I don't think it
probably
would.
Not.
Don't think it would.
It'd ruin the game.
Yeah. In ranked lobbies,
nobody would use it. Everybody would be muted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It would not be a good thing. In ARAM and in, like, casual play, I think it could work.
I don't even know. Like, in casual play, like, I'm getting flamed for just, like...
No, I've had really wholesome lobbies in casual
play. Yeah, I have too, but then I have, like, those people that are just like, why are you doing this? Like, why are you playing, like... Like, why are you playing this?
Well, I mean, to be fair, that's me, though.
Yeah.
I say that every time.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man, this guy, he is the chosen one, bro. He plays Thresh top lane with support runes.
Yeah,
Thresh top lane shouldn't be a thing anyways. The runes shouldn't matter.
Yeah.
The runes shouldn't matter at all. Who cares if you have support runes?
It doesn't matter. It's Thresh. You shouldn't work top lane.
That is
and
a
you beat a Mordekaiser solo.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you? You Greek monster.
I think Skilled. Thresh just might be a counter.
It's
just
insane.
Better. He's just better.
It's crazy. I'm blown away consistently about how you can find some character and you're like, I'm going to play it in the dumbest role possible. Like Rakan mid lane.
Yeah.
And you make it work. It's so impressive. It's
I need to play Rakan jungle. That's the only lane I haven't done it.
Yeah, right? Playing offlane champions in jungle is like the worst thing.
It
sucks.
Because you just need healing.
Exactly.
If you don't have healing, you're just screwed.
Yeah, if you don't have like base Omni Vamp, which is basically health steal off monsters and minions. Yeah.
Rakan does have healing. It's Q.
That's true.
Gotta test it.
That's
tomorrow.
True.
We'll play jungle.
I guess so. We can limit test. I so desperately wish Zeri worked jungle. She would be such a fun.
Yeah, that would be
champion.
So much fun.
I love her so much, but I hate playing ADC. Because I hate playing with other people in my lane.
That's fair.
Because like, if I'm playing with Seth or with Trey as my support, it's fun. Or like with Dora, playing with Dora, it's fun.
Somebody
like, usually when I'm playing with Dora support, I'm like, if I get thrown on bot lane after four games, it's the worst because Dora's always like, I hate playing bot lane with you.
That's rough.
Yeah. I get toxic. I don't do it intentionally, and I'm not like, you know, I don't actively. I'm like you fucking suck. But I'm like, I get irritated, and then she thinks that it was like her fault or whatever. I'm always like, it's not. I'm just stupid competitive. Like it's dumb. But then like if I go into it and I know I'm gonna play bot lane with Dora support or like Mia support Dora bot lane, I have a blast. It's so much fun.
Yeah,
it's like really really fun. Yeah, you just like I just like.
That's all you.
And
whatever. If you fail, that's on you.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Like there was one time that we like duo queued together. I was like. This is weird. We never play the game, just the two of us.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, it was really fun. This was like when we were in like peak league phase, basically.
Yeah.
But there was like one time where you guys were like, you know, doing something or whatever. Like, I think Trey had, like went to bed early because he had like work or something or whatever. And you had homework and stuff you were doing. And so she was like, I really want to play. And I was like, can I play with you? She's like, sure. And then we played bot lane. And we were playing, she was playing Xayah and I was playing Milio because I love Milio. He's
Milio's
super fun.
So much fun.
He's so much fun. Mm-hmm. He's very much like, he basically does like, he does no damage at all. He has like a thing where he like kicks this little like he controls these little like fire sprites, but like the fire heals people instead of like damages them.
Yeah.
But so he has this, so he can do a little damage with his Q. So he like kicks like a little soccer ball kind of.
Yeah.
And then it like if it hits somebody, it bounces them backwards. So like it you know it's like a little bit of CC, and then everything else is about like healing and then giving shield.
Yeah.
And like the shields that he gives also boosts their movement speed. So
and
he's really fast and like heals really
good.
Like
extra damage. Like
yeah.
Passive,
right. Yes.
Damage.
Right. It gives him extra damage if you have a shield on them. So basically, the whole point of Milio is like running to like save somebody and helping them run away from people.
Yeah,
and it is the most satisfying thing when you like are able to heal somebody like 20 HP from death, and you like you just spam your shields on them and spam and like you put your little healing pool on them, and then you like CC somebody off of them so that they're too far away to get auto attacked, and you're like, dude. I am a god among men.
So good.
It feels amazing.
Like using that, C4 to blow
away
the.
Yeah. Oh, because because you play Ziggs. Yeah.
Gavin?
Graven.
Wait, no, Garen. Oh my gosh.
Garen. Oh,
Garen
was awesome.
Yeah, to save Dora? I was like,
oh
my god, I just saved your life.
Yeah, you guys are popping off as crazy. Dude, it is the weirdest thing sometimes. Like, when you use that like excited like pop off voice, you're like, oh my god, like it's so funny because I literally I just hear it through VR chat. I just am realizing that right now. Like I heard that and I was like, dude, I've heard that like 18 times like on VR chat, like of us just being excited. Usually, here's a cute thing. It's gonna make him blush. Usually, it's when I get online.
Oh,
usually when I get online,
he's
always like,
playing
let's
with
go,
you.
Dude.
It's always a pleasant surprise to see friends join him. It's like, oh my god, this guy's here. No way.
He's
they want to visit me?
Dude, wait, that's the no way, bro. I've heard that before.
Yeah,
that's wild, bro.
Yeah.
The way you say, no way.
There's no way this guy just joined right now.
Love it. It's so cute. Yeah. Oh, man. It's such a blast to have. Because it's always like, it's one of those things too where it's like, you know those people. And we talked about this last night. We were sitting up here just like talking, you know, getting to know each other, sharing stuff, whatever. Talking personal. And I remember you were like saying, it's always like, people always have like these personalities they put on games and stuff. And especially on VR tracks, it's a very like expressive game. People can like express themselves. And they're always like kind of playing characters almost. And something that you find very important is like being, you know, like genuine, being sincere, yes. like in your personality, like how you sort of like, you know, you show yourself or hold yourself in situations and stuff. And it's so funny because it's you, like, you really are so genuine. Like, yeah. You do not feel any different mm-hmm. online than you do here. And it's like just the circumstances in which, like, usually when we're hanging out, we're at a party in VR or something. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you know, being here, it's like we have the little party modes, like when we're, you know, when we get back or like last night or whatever. But like just having the, like, the quieter moments has been so fun. Like just being able to be like hanging out with you and getting to know you, like the quieter moments. But dude, it's like, it's so funny about how like how similar that you really are, like in compared to like your internet persona or whatever.
Right.
Where like I definitely feel like a lot of people, and you can attest to this, or you know, or yes. tell me I'm being dumb.
I know where you're going with this.
But I definitely feel like I have much more energy. I give off the like more chaotic kind of vibe or whatever, like mm-hmm. on the VR stuff or whatever. Because usually I'm there to like have a good time, forget my week, and you know, just have like a party, whatever.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you don't typically find me having the quieter conversations mm-hmm. like, you know, a lot of times on the podcast or whatever. But I don't ever intentionally do it as like being disingenuous or like, yeah, you know, it's just that slip into that mode.
It's a lot easier to be like confident, high energy when you're playing VR chat.
For sure.
You don't worry about like personal appearance or like outside world stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can just kind of just be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a way. But yeah, I kind of like to. I like to be the same. I like to portray myself as I do in real life.
Yeah, I think you do it very well.
Just have a good time. I like making others have a good time, and it's fun for everyone.
Yeah, right. That's super cool. What has been your like? What has been something that you were like the most nervous about from this trip? That like either like fit your that either like, you know, you were like maybe rightfully nervous for it, where you're like, oof. That was like, oof, a little scary still, or something where you were like, why was I nervous about this? That makes no sense.
I was afraid I was going to be like awkward.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really awkward. Hey,
that's why I'm here.
He's the awkward. Yeah. Sitting for 2 hours in the Airbnb.
That new
that place.
That would be torture.
Waiting for a group of people that already know each other.
Oh, dude. That's got to yeah, I was thinking ripping about sweat. That,
dude. Dude, you would come in to like a flooded house if it was just
Trey would have left the Airbnb.
He might have.
He would have gotten so nervous. He would have. I'm done. I'm out of here.
He might have walked. He might have gone on a walk, like to the park or something.
Yeah,
right
I
up the hill.
Would not be here. I would be where? I don't know. Yeah. I'd be gone.
Or be hanging out with that guy that's
in one of the rooms.
That anxiety is real.
Yeah,
that social anxiety is real. Mm-hmm. But
it's
hard
sometimes.
I knew you guys were going to be cool.
Yeah.
Right. Or I give the benefit of the doubt when I meet you.
Yeah, right.
And I was just like, all right, let's just do it. When they get here, be like, welcome home, guys.
Yeah.
It was really fun. Put on a movie.
Yeah.
Some boob popped up on the screen. It was one of those
parody
movies.
Oh, that's right. Dora was like, what?
Yeah. Preface, it was a superhero movie, like the Scary Movie parodies.
Okay. Because she mentioned it, and I was like,
I was still like, parody, but okay, I'm getting it now.
Yeah.
It was like a comedy.
I didn't need to watch that movie to see just like stuff pop up on screen.
Yeah, right. Dude, it's so funny. I mean, you mentioned that yesterday too, where you were like, yeah, it's just like, I didn't want to be awkward. I was like, dude, you were not awkward at all. Mm-hmm. Like even like being there, like so funny. Like just immediately meeting, because again, yeah, very similar reaction to like when I met Church for the first time. It was like, It just clicked. It's like we've known each other for so long already, you know? Like, it's like been a year, or like a little over a year, maybe 2 years, something like that. Like since we met each other, whatever.
There was definitely one of those like testing the water phases, but
for sure
it didn't take long for it to just
it's been so
it really was like, all right, what are we gonna do? And then once we started doing stuff,
I feel like that's always the
move, right? Just gonna be the case when you're meeting someone for the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I feel like that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Is you like meet the person, you're like, hey, what's up, man? You like give them a hug or a handshake, whatever the vibe is for your friendship, and then you just go do something together, you know.
Yeah.
Then really like, you know,
get an experience
icebreaker
under your belt.
Yeah. You learn people through like doing activities with them for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
It would have been so weird if we just sat in the Airbnb for this entire weekend.
Yeah.
Right, for sure. Yeah, or like, you know, yeah, exactly. Like hung out here and then went to dinner and then like went to like, you know.
Honestly, I've been surprised with how open and like
warm Trey has been on this trip.
Yeah, for
sure. I'll be honest. Like, I've been, like, he's been treating Farron like he's known him and, like, they're really close friends.
I don't know, it's weird.
He's a good man.
It's such like a, it's something I was not expecting. I was not expecting this coming into
the trip. Because I was saying this for, like, weeks before. I was like, they are the same person. They're going to get along. What did I say? He was little Trey.
Wait, actually true.
Yeah.
What were you saying, Trey?
I, like, usually I would, like, go, like, I don't even think I'd be talking to you right now.
Yeah.
Like, I...
You probably wouldn't come on the podcast. You'd probably be recording and be like, no, you guys.
Yeah. I would probably be sitting there, like, quietly, just, like, watching you guys and then saying, like, yeah.
Yep, yeah. Jumping in here and there, yeah.
Like,
and
then when I first met you guys, that was horrible. I was just, like, standing there.
Has he grown?
Trey?
Have we been maturing him over the past five years?
We're fixing him.
Wait, we're working, I'll be dead serious.
Be dead serious. I think Trey took a huge leap. That was a lot. You know, a lot of help came from Bill, but I think he took a huge leap. Even like sitting at a table with us playing D&D for the very first time, coming to my house to play. And trying out this nerdy game that his dad played in high school.
Yeah.
For real. Like sitting down with like, you know,
his neighbor,
which, you know, like Jesse, and then some guy that he was helping, that his dad was helping with the shit that we had worked together like twice. He like came over to help bring Bill tools or wood.
You'd seen him? Did you recognize his face like when you walked in? Were you like, oh,
I don't even know. I think that was like one of the first times like I saw you.
It's pretty awesome because he literally handed me tools before.
I don't think so.
You definitely did.
Probably blanked it out.
He probably was full on autopilot.
You helped Bill one day.
That's rough. You literally were handing me tools
because I was up. Bill and I were both up on ladders working on like the roof stuff.
Oh yeah,
and, like hanging, like heading up the boards. Yeah, and you were like talking to Dor, and I was like, oh yeah, cool, like. You know, I've known each other for a long time. I'm like,
listen to him lie. And
you,
to his teeth.
You handed me tools.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I remember that.
That's hilarious. No, but yeah, I think like I think he's taken bounds and leaps as far as like getting himself out of his comfort zone, which is something that's so admirable because it's something that's so hard to do, and like takes a huge amount of bravery.
It's so fun, though.
Like a huge amount of bravery to step out of your comfort zone, and like. Yeah, like I mean, I'm proud of you, Trey, for how far you've come.
True.
Even in like the past year, like I've seen change. It's really dope. It's super cool to see.
That's good, man.
But yeah, I'm very That's true. I didn't even think about that because I was just so confident that everything was gonna be like this is gonna be fun because Farron's gonna be a perfect fit to this. But I was just like, dude, I know this is gonna be such a good fit, and then. Like, I just didn't even think about the fact. I was like, maybe there would have been a little bit of, like, an awkwardness or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like, but that's very funny that you mentioned that. Because, I didn't think about it. But, yeah, that's super cool. Because, yeah, they're literally walking together today.
Yeah.
Like,
It was at the ramen shop.
It's crazy.
Yeah, at the ramen shop. They're chatting it up.
Yeah. It's so cool. Like, dude, can we talk about that? Waku, shout out. Waku, Chinatown, Boston.
Good soju.
It can't lie. Boston, Massachusetts, Chinatown, Waku. Please go there.
The atmosphere.
My God, it was good. Best bowl of ramen I've ever had.
I didn't get the...
The spicy? I wish I had gotten the spicy. I can't believe we got each other's order.
Yeah.
Oh. He asked you about it. That's the funny thing to me. He said, is yours spicy? And you said, no. And he's like, looking at his, he's like, okay.
Well, he didn't ask me. He didn't say, is yours spicy? I think I got yours.
Well, also,
if he would have said that,
bought an Xbox when someone was showing it.
Okay. Well, we were just complimenting him, and now we bring up that. We don't have to bring up the -250 here.
No, that place was so good. You still
enjoyed it at least. I felt so bad though. But then you were like, it was good, I liked it. And I was like, okay. Well, at least you enjoyed it.
I mean, he ate more than I did.
Yeah, I felt so bad. I was like, damn, man.
It wasn't like extremely spicy.
Yeah.
Like I would have like drank the broth.
If it wasn't.
If it wasn't.
Yeah. If it wasn't spicy, it was, like, really good.
Baron was going in on that, bro.
I had to. I don't like to leave a plate unfinished.
Yeah.
Trauma. Well, not trauma.
I felt so awkward.
I reached literally the path.
I'm good. Grandma would just like pinch my ear.
Same though. We would have to like we'd finish our plates. We would do that.
Mm-hmm.
We had to do that. It's like, you know, you eat what's given to you.
Yeah, and I was tipsy, so I was like, oh, I gotta eat.
Right. That soju. Oh, that hit. That hit pretty hard.
Dude, the water incident.
It was good though.
Yeah, I thought about that. That's what got me last year. My whole shoe got drenched because, dude, I had a faulty pair. I had a faulty pair, guys. There's no way I didn't have a faulty pair of chopsticks.
The chopsticks?
Those things.
You struggle to get those.
Those things were not coming apart, and when they finally did.
Dude, the fact that he was like, dude, how do you open these? I was just like, you just gotta open them.
I said, oh, so you just commit? And you're like, yeah.
Dude, my glass I just look at the wall and the water's just gone. I was like, where did it go?
It went straight down.
It was dim in there too, because it was like you know, what was it, like 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock?
Yeah, and the lights were low
and like it had RGB like a cool lighting. Vibe. I recorded a video just of the ambience, so I'll put it up there just like playing right now. But
right there, guys.
It's such a cool vibe.
Look at the tree too. See that tree?
Oh dude, that's cool.
Oh, the tree that's in there, yeah. That was cool. But yeah, the people were super nice. They didn't do any calls or texts, which is kind of weird, but I also get it. It's like, whatever. Yeah. If the person's not there.
Honestly, I like that.
It's cool.
Mm-hmm. Because that felt way more down-to-earth,
felt
like, local spot.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. very intimate.
If they had
awesome.
Called us, it would have felt more professional, would have taken away from the vibe.
For sure, definitely. Yeah. So yeah, we're Strega, where we're going tomorrow. It's very much like you set up and you book a reservation.
Okay.
And then, like, they'll call you. They will, like, you know, text you. Mm-hmm. In advance, like, you know, your reservation is for this time, you know, please confirm whatever.
I want to transition into something else that we did that night.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
But I want people to get everything out about Waku, because I don't want to rush
that. Yeah, the katsu was awesome. Because I've never had katsu before.
I am still upset.
I was scared of eating that, and then I ate it, and I was like...
Yeah, and then you stole my piece, bro. You stole my piece.
I did not.
We went to the judges in the drift for that one, remember?
We did.
He pleaded insanity. You can't fault him.
Well, yeah, I still am blaming
the
court
system. That was
also
so funny. We're just like,
I'll accept
going
it.
To court. I don't pat the table.
I was like, court's in session.
Like, this kid's RPing in front of a kid, in front of someone he met, like, the night of, like...
Dude, I don't even, like, RP in front of you guys.
Yeah.
You barely RP in Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah, true.
You guys
don't even make a voice.
Biters, man. Bit biters.
Yeah, yeah, we are.
Dude, me and him are such bit boys.
Our, like, humor. That's what I'm looking for. Our humor has definitely morphed into, like, going with the bit.
Yeah,
that's
for
something
sure.
we've been doing for
which
a
I
while
love.
Now, which, yeah, it's...
That's
honestly,
just...
I kind of hate it, if I'm being honest.
Really?
I'm not a fan.
It sucks.
It kind of sucks.
Yeah.
I feel like whenever I, like, get a bit going, I feel like...
Is this a bit right now? Are you guys doing a bit right now?
It was going to be. I couldn't come.
My brain stopped.
I was waiting for him, and I had something lined up. I legit had
it's
something
too
lined up.
I knew
my brain
it.
Was
it's almost 2 a.m. It's almost 2 a.m.
We're improv comedians. It's an improv comedy podcast.
People who get bit by long
time.
Oh, dude.
The same night.
I can't do that. I can't.
I'm rolling there, too. The same night we went to that Asian grocery store thing, which was really cool, by the way. So,
yes,
where? Because it felt like you had seen some of that stuff before.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you see it before?
On Guam. U.S. territory.
Okay.
Okay.
And where?
Yeah, because you moved around. You lived there, right?
Yep.
For a while? Yeah, because you moved around a ton, yeah.
That's my home.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
So,
super cool. Because you talked about a little bit about it yesterday, where you were like, because was that where you were born? No, you were born in Guam, right?
I was born in England.
England.
Moved to Italy, stayed on Guam for 10 years.
So are you an English citizen?
Started high school, went to Kansas,
then
moved to Virginia.
How long were you
hold up.
You have dual citizenship,
A year. Yeah, I have dual citizenship.
So I got to go through that again because I was thinking of dual citizenship. So you born in England and then what?
Moved to Italy.
And then?
For a year.
Mm-hmm.
Then moved to Guam for 10 years.
Okay, so Guam is like you grew up.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's cool.
The start
of
high school.
Different languages? Or?
No, we just knew English, and like they tried to teach us the native language,
mm-hmm.
which is Chamorro. It sounds kind of like Spanish, because the Spaniards and the Japanese took over Guam a while back.
Oh, gotcha, okay.
But I can remember it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, my mom's Chamorro, and then my dad's Italian.
Cool.
Ooh.
Wow.
So not Hispanic.
No. No, okay. Not Hispanic.
Like Ethan said you were, because he misheard you one night. Yeah.
I might have been a little drunk. Not gonna lie, when I saw like the picture of you that you sent, I for some reason thought you were just gonna have like a buzz cut. I just got it in my head that you had a buzz cut.
I look awful with a buzz cut.
I can see that, Trey.
Like, I was just like, he has a buzz cut, and then I just see this, like, who's this? This guy doesn't have a buzz cut.
He's not the same.
Because like, my only two times that I had ever seen your face before meeting you was the picture that you sent me when we, like, very early on in our friendship when we were talking about cosplaying and stuff, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to this thing, whatever. And this was before we went last year. I talked to him.
Oh, my.
And I was like, kind of not really. I didn't really invite him because I didn't know him a ton at that point. Right. But I was kind of like, yeah.
Were you inviting you come the other point.
People?
No.
You were just talking.
About I didn't PAX? Invite anybody. But this was last year's PAX. Before right. last year's PAX, I was talking to him about it. I was like, yeah, I'm going. It was like in March or something, like early March. I was like, I can't wait. I got vacation next week. I'm going to this thing. He's like, oh, that's so cool. I go to cons too. It was like, and then I sent him a picture of my overhaul cosplay, and then he sent me a picture of the David Martinez jacket, and that was the picture I showed you guys. Yeah, I was like, yeah, that's my buddy Farron. And I had only seen that picture where you had the side shapes, so you could do the little, like, you know, the little design or whatever.
Yeah. With the pistol and stuff?
Yeah, like the Slav squat.
It's stupid.
It's a fun picture. I think it's funny. And then when we played Lethal Company, like right after Lethal Company came out, we played that, and you had your camera on. You, Rec, and Alex had your cameras on. Or no, Alex didn't. I don't think you did.
No, Alex.
Yeah, no, yeah, on. Yeah. But you and Rec had your cameras on, and you were both shirtless when I joined the Discord call because Alex told me that I should play Lethal Company, and I was like, maybe I'll join someday. And I saw like six of you on, and I was like, oh, screw it. So I hopped in the call, and then I just see Rec and Farron shirtless in the call, and I was like, that's the vibe tonight, boys. All right, let me get my whiskey. Well, and I went and grabbed my whiskey, and I took my shirt off. I was like, fuck it.
Yeah,
that's the vibe, man. It was fun. It was super fun. That was a great time. Yeah. That game was so fun.
That Asian market was pretty sick.
Yeah.
There was a lot of cool stuff there.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of...
Oh, we have the snacks.
Speaking of Asian market, that is a really good segment.
Do we do the snacks, or do we do our...
I say we do snacks first.
Snacks first, yeah.
Snacks first.
Good idea. Good trick. Segment.
And then we'll have some walk.
This would be something fun. Yeah, we're gonna have some snacks that we got. What's the place called? Tao's.
Tao's.
It's right near Waku Waku.
Tao's. Yeah. Cool. Right near Waku Waku. Yeah.
What's that
cool spot? Also back.
Oh.
We want let's let Farron pick.
Yeah.
Let Farron pick our first thing.
Pick.
Yeah.
Actually, want to just pick at random? You could like hold it up.
Oh yeah. You want to dig through the bag? Just grab one at random, or you want to pick one?
I got it. All right, we got. Oh, these are my favorite. I just bought a bag too. They're.
Oh wait, those are sour cheese.
Those things are so good.
Yeah.
Are
these a different flavor than the ones?
I think they're the same flavor.
They might be the same flavor. I think I grabbed it like right behind the one that you grabbed.
Hey, yeah. Ghost types.
Dude,
yeah. Pass them out to everybody.
I think this might actually just be the exact same.
Wait, you handed us.
Yeah, it's got the little Gengars.
That was so.
Yeah, they got little ghost Pokemon on them. Got Pikachu over here. Mimikyu.
We were talking Mimikyu. Mimikyu is the name. We couldn't think of the name. We were talking about the lore behind Mimikyu.
Like, for some reason, I was thinking.
I mean, we've had these before.
We've had these before. You can eat it.
Yeah.
The other one.
These are fun.
It's hard.
Is it hard?
They're not as warm. So
it's way hard. Whoa.
Yeah, so they're chews. Not as bad as Warheads. Yeah. They're like perfect.
They're really good.
It's like
enjoyable sour.
Yeah.
If you want a little bit of a craving of sourness,
you pick something out salty.
Salty?
Pick something salty out of there.
Alright.
The chips?
Ooh.
Lay's barbecue? Barbecue ribs?
Yeah, those are pork barbecue.
Yeah.
I got those because I wanted to see if they were different from barbecue.
Oh, from American barbecue?
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah. I wanted to see the difference.
Between them.
Better. I'm biased, but
God, these are hard to open. Hold me.
Are you a barbecue chip kind of guy?
A what?
A barbecue chip guy?
Yeah. I'm a big barbecue guy. That's all we did on Guam was cook barbecue.
Barbecue is good.
Ooh, it smells the same.
Marinated meat, bro.
That's a big one.
Marinated meat, red rice, some other islander guy.
Oh, that sounds awesome. I love that.
I can't smell. I don't know why. Oh. All
right, let's go ahead. Dig in.
Oh, you can't smell that.
Oh,
pork. That is pork. Okay, get those away from Ethan. He's going to down the whole bag. He already got a second chip.
I'm not a big fan of barbecue, like, flavored stuff, but that's actually, like,
that's good. Dude, that is a pork rib. Those are a delicacy.
That's so good.
Really good. Hey, put it back, put it back. Next one.
Agent Lays, you know what you're
doing. You know, like, Ratatouille?
Yeah. Going back to Guam.
That's really good, actually.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, more pork chips. Okay, this one, not like pork chips.
Okay.
Barbecue pork chips.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's good.
Okay. Throw that back. Yeah, throw it down.
Are we opening them all? Dude, you want to go through them?
Let's go through them all.
Let's go through them all, yeah.
Why I mean, it's... Like, yeah.
Oh, these are Kit Kats.
Japan have, like,
these
the
are what I'm snacks, really dude. Excited for. I love Japanese Kit Kats. They always have way more fun flavors than we have. These, I think, are orange chocolate.
Yeah.
Which is... I don't know if you would have had this, but a very, very big thing in the UK... specifically is Terry's chocolates. They're like chocolate oranges. So they're like not like chocolate covered oranges,
we
but
have
they are
them here.
They're oranges made of chocolate. They are in the US.
In the US.
But they're way more popular in the UK than they are here.
It's a UK thing that's
and you have
the
to
US,
you have to like take them and they're in like a little like, you know, little wrap and you have to smack them off a table at the bottom and then you open it, you like peel open the wrapper and all of the little slices are there and it's
really
orange
good.
Chocolate like what this is covered
all
in.
The slices so that you actually get like orange slices.
Yeah.
That's like the one thing
they're really really good. Yeah, we get them for Christmas every year too. In the bottom of the stocking we get a Terry's chocolate.
Wow.
Yeah, super good. Okay. So I think this is going to be very this smells exactly like Terry's chocolate. I think I'm going to love
this. I think it's just like smushed out.
Are we cheersing these?
Cheers.
Yeah, let's
cheers.
Oh, I just broke that one.
No.
Yeah, mine's a little it's cold.
Oh, get
the half.
Yeah, it's not even half. It's like,
oh yeah, oh yeah, Kit Kat.
There it is. It tastes like that chocolate.
Oh come on, baby.
Not bad.
Oh, there's like a sour, like sugar. I think.
It's definitely citrusy.
Like on the wafer.
Yeah, it's got like a orangey flavor to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like orange or something.
Yeah, yeah, right. It's like orange and chocolate.
You might be onto something there.
Have you ever tried Tabasco chocolate?
No.
I love spicy chocolate, man.
That was weird.
I had chili chocolate.
Like okay. I had an idea.
Super good.
Not the kind of cold.
I don't
spicy.
Know how this would go. Like a spicy ice cream.
It would probably fuck.
Because like spicy chocolate's a thing. But the thing is the actual temperature of the ice cream being cold.
Yeah.
And it being spicy.
Man. No,
it
it'd
seems
be good.
Wrong. It feels wrong.
It seems wrong.
I think it'd be great.
But so does so much other stuff.
I feel like it would, like, hurt you. Like, you know how, like, when you put, like, hot and cold, like, mm-hmm. on you, it kind of, like...
You're talking about icy hot? What are you...
I feel like it cancels out the
unless
spicy.
I'm just, like, he's talking spice, not hot, like heat.
I know. I don't know.
You think it would hurt your brain?
Like, you drink cold milk?
You think
milk?
You'd take, like, psychic damage
you're
if you ate it?
You're short circuit?
Yeah, I do. I'm used to taking psychic damage. But, no. Like, I feel like... I don't know. Maybe I just have, like... misinformation that like hot and cold like will do something to you.
Shock.
Well,
so like if you are very hot and you immediately go into an ice bath, you can go into shock.
Temperature.
Same thing with like if you're cold, hypothermia, and you immediately try to like warm your
but
hands
spice
up,
isn't a temperature.
Correct.
Spice is a reaction because you're not supposed to eat it.
Do you know what I was going to do, by the way?
Oh.
I have a crazy thing
that's
to tell
serious,
you.
Crazy thing.
I'm dead serious.
I know. I'm ready.
I was going to buy a small little baggie for this podcast episode. I'll show you a little picture.
Okay.
You
want to get the next one out while we're
So.
Is this the...
Kit Kat Matcha?
Okay,
ooh,
yeah,
Matcha
okay.
Kit Kats.
There is a video by Niall Redd. You know that guy?
Yes.
Science dude?
Yes. The YouTube science guy.
Yeah. I was going to buy a little a little thing. He showed me this lovely, oh, these are the matcha Kit Kats. Yeah. So I know already that I like these. Because I bought these originally as like fun things for like everybody to, because I didn't know we were going to do a video for it. So I was I think orange chocolate would be good. I know I'm going to like the matcha ones because these are awesome. I love matcha like anything. And these are also sweeter matcha. So I think you guys might like these too. Because it's candy.
Yeah.
But what I was going to do is, because I saw this video by Niall Red, I was going to buy a small, tiny little bag of capsaicin, which is the chemical that is spice, like the flavor, like heat. It is a pure, like white powder that is the chemical for spice. Oh. And I was going
to
have you guys try it.
No. Just give it.
That's got to be so...
You're trying to kill us.
Yeah, apparently by itself isn't that bad. And you put, like, because you put like a tiny little spot on your tongue, and it doesn't really spread. It's like very, like, it stays like where it is. Like, it's like a pin of heat on your tongue. And I guess it's worse with water. And I was going to buy some, and I was going to be like, hey, guys, I have this fun little thing to try if you guys want to try it. And, like, hopefully have you guys try it with me.
I
wasn't going to necessarily try to, like, hide it completely from you.
No, it just came with one.
Yeah. Arizona came with one, yeah.
I don't know about that, because spices...
Crazy thing I was going to try to do. Definitely. Couldn't find it. It was impossible to find.
Good.
You had to, like, go on weird websites. Yeah. I was like, this is... I don't feel comfortable. Yeah. This website was made in 2006.
You have to go on chemistry teachers' websites.
Yes.
Spicy food's so good, man.
I don't even taste this.
This just tastes like a regular Kit Kat.
It's
very,
very
subtle. It's very the aftertaste.
Very subtle.
Is it the nasal?
Like a tea thing, right?
Yeah. So matcha is baby green tea, like sprouts, basically ground up into a fine powder.
Oh, that's why it's green.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So it's a green tea, like you know, early.
No, I'm gonna be honest.
Baby green tea ground up.
I don't really taste it.
Kind of lingers in your mouth after.
Yeah,
maybe
definitely
after the two.
I'm not a big fan of matcha.
No, I love these, man.
I guess if you like matcha, you would like this too.
Matcha's great.
Well, still we have a bag of mystery, I don't know.
Besides trash, we got like one more bag.
Okay.
I don't know, are these also sour chews?
I don't think so. Because this was, I'm pretty sure this is a bigger bag.
There's a little cola logo.
I don't know.
But like this was the first thing I grabbed because I'm actually playing that game.
Cola chews.
Ooh.
They're cola chews.
Cola chews?
Yeah, it says it right here.
Pokemon.
I'm totally screwing with you. There's an English label here. There's an English
label. I
thought
you could read Japanese for a second.
It's Chinese, I think.
I don't know.
It's Japanese. I saw that too. Like
in the Chinese area.
It was in Chinatown, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, these are also
individually
wrapped.
It's just an Asian market, though.
Which Pokemon game were you playing?
I got Piplup.
Shining...
I got Pikachu.
Yeah. So what? It's
Could you get on your phone?
Pikachu.
Nice. I did too.
Did wait.
We all get Pikachu?
Is this the same flavor? Or is this cola?
He got. This is cola.
Oh wait, I got Piplup.
You need
shoot.
Oh what?
Lucky.
That's
are these
actually, hard candies?
That's who I start. Who I started was.
Okay, Piplup. I'm not thinking that.
Want to dink?
We
don't have to dink these ones. These are little things.
Piplup, Char, sure, Chimchar,
and then Turtwig.
Turtwig's my guy.
Oh,
bad typing,
good.
But I love him.
Ooh, never mind. Mm. They're good at first, and then it gets bad.
It's a sour cola.
I kind of like that.
It's getting a little better.
Oh.
You see what I mean? You see what I mean? There's like
I don't know
like,
what that is.
It's sour.
Surely it's not that bad.
I know.
I think they
I
kept the...
I don't know.
I think they didn't take...
Whoa, man, holy, that's tough to swallow.
Weird. I think they kept the sourness in a soda. And soda's not supposed to be sour.
Cola's very different in
it's,
Japan.
It's Pokemon cola, so probably.
Yeah.
Different. No.
It's like the cola, like, it's like the like...
What is that like?
The, like, milk that you would get in Pal World.
I feel like
it's, like
had something like that.
Very obviously, like, from the Pals.
Yeah, dude. Right. Pal World fell off hard.
It did.
It
man.
Wasn't. It was super buggy and needs a lot of work.
It needs more content.
Once they, I think it'll have resurgences throughout.
I paid what 15. You paid $15 for it for me.
Yeah,
you
split
you
it.
Paid half
you
of
wanted
it.
To pay
I
less.
Paid $15 and I still felt ripped off.
Give it time.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's it will thing. Be great when it has more content.
Yeah, because yeah. Goddamn, what's the company of Pokemon?
Nintendo?
The Pokemon company?
Or, Game Freak.
I don't think Game Freak... I think they gave
Game Freak
it to...
is the publisher, I think.
I thought something happened to it.
Isn't it like, the Pokemon company now that's owned by Nintendo?
I think so, because I think they like changed it like a little bit ago.
Dude, there's three companies that own the world. And Nintendo's one of them.
Dude, but it's like... Yeah. If people, indie game developer, make Power World,
yeah,
an open world Pokemon game, why are we getting like that half baked stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a huge Pokemon fan, but like, I had fun with Arceus, but it wasn't like finished. It wasn't finished.
There was nothing.
Yeah, it was.
There was nothing.
Scarlet
was
like, and catch, Violet, I couldn't even
catch
see the
all
screen.
Of them.
Dude, I was so upset with Scarlet. Like, I was so excited to like actually play a Pokemon game again, and then I played it, and I was just like, dude. My Switch literally, it is horrible. My Switch literally, the fan runs on, like, overdrive. Like, I literally can cool myself off. Actually, not even because it's hot air.
Yeah.
It's pumping hot air. Literally sounds like a jet engine.
They should, like,
the game. And I have, like, my headphones on, like, AirPods connected to it. And then I'll, like, take my AirPods out or whatever.
They would
like,
never.
Whee! I know. But just, like,
they can never.
Like, make a Nintendo app or something.
They lose that exclusivity?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They will never, like, yeah, they will never.
But, like, you could just get it free on, like...
Hey, shh.
Whoa.
We'll talk about that.
They if will you, nuke like, us.
If you wanted to.
What's up? You can buy a copy of
all
the
I gotta say
game
is the seven C's are
console.
Very vast and sprawling.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
The console is a PC.
Yeah, yeah, the seven C's are crazy.
Buying
there's
is
a lot
free,
to do and see.
Yo, you've been reading a lot of One Piece,
C's.
Right?
I have been reading a lot of One Piece. Let me tell you guys.
I had to bring it up before you did.
Going on the seven C's, there's a lot to find.
Sure, yeah, you
okay,
can find Pokemon
that's,
games.
The topic's C's. Over. Let's move on. We don't, we don't want
the
to
One Piece segment
for,
is over. Yeah, should we hold on? Should we introduce a new segment to the podcast? I think we do.
Jeopardy.
Here's what we're gonna do. New segment for podcast. Here, I'm pitching it now. Yeah. We're gonna try it out, and if we like it, we like it. If we don't, we don't.
Okay.
Exactly. The One Piece 1 minute. You have 1 minute, 60 seconds. I'm gonna time you to talk all that you want about One Piece.
I don't
Piece.
Want to. Because I know you guys will eventually, if I keep bringing it up as a joke, over time, you guys will eventually either read or watch it, and then I'll be able to talk about it then, when you actually know the story.
I can guarantee you I probably won't.
Yeah, I won't.
I can't.
You've already told me you've been thinking about starting reading
it. I'm already over it.
Okay, well, it'll come back.
I will watch the live action. I am not watching the anime or reading the manga.
I won't read the
unless
anime.
Unless someone wants me to watch it with them, I'll watch it.
I found an anime I actually
it's
want
so
to watch,
though,
too,
guys.
So I'm kind of good for now.
Start the timer. It's so good.
I'll start okay,
the
I'll
timer. Start the timer.
Yeah, this guy was on it at PAX.
At PAX. I had to get the One Piece cosplay.
Yeah, Dora
I
actually
to...
was really funny. Dora, no context, has no clue, doesn't care about One Piece at all. Saw the big dude, the dude with like...
Frankie.
The, yeah, he saw Frankie.
Frankie.
He's like, that guy with the blue hair, is he somebody? And I was like...
Dude. They were hitting the emo.
Yeah, I was like, he's somebody from
Frankie
One Piece. I don't know who
emo,
he is or
no,
what he
but
does,
was,
but like Seth got a picture with him. But it's funny, she saw him and she's like, is that guy with the blue hair? Is he somebody? Like,
he
thinking I would
manly.
Know who he was. I'm like, no, I don't know who it is. It's somebody from
we
One Piece.
We haven't talked about PAX. We haven't.
Like, but, well, let's not go away from that Asian market because there's something else we got in the Asian market.
True.
In China.
We can do that now.
We're doing it. We're like halfway through.
Yeah.
Hour and 11 minutes in.
Okay. Cool. So, we'll so I guess
and
new
we'll
segment. One Piece 1 minute has already retired.
Yeah, we're putting it up.
3 minutes after
we
this
might
was
we
introduced.
Might bring it
so,
back.
But going back to our regular segment.
Yeah.
If you want to, if you want to prep that.
Yeah, I'll prep that.
You got to run
just
and
go
grab
over,
cups.
I have the cups. I'm you just do? Gonna go over there.
Are we gotcha.
And then, like, pour it. Okay. What?
Are we gonna explain the?
Yeah,
segment?
Yeah. Well,
I'll
well,
explain
I'm
it while you do it. And you, yeah, so you know, I'm sure you'll figure it out.
Farron knows what
you'll figure it out.
Into.
You're a big boy. You got it.
We're Gen Z, Farron. All of us are Gen
so,
Z. Tier lists are big.
Well, I'm 22. I'm not like.
Yeah. Tier lists are a
tier
big,
are big
thing
in Gen Z.
They're a
tier
big
list.
Thing.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Tier lists, yep.
I'm bad at that.
We've got a little bit of a tier list ourselves. Normally we have a shelf on the wall next to us,
well,
except we haven't. They haven't seen that yet.
We do now.
But we got a shelf on the wall.
But yeah.
And you know. Every time that we do
came
this.
Up with this idea.
Trey
full
did
credit.
Come up with this. Yeah, great idea.
That emote. He hit that thumbs up
yeah.
hard.
Yeah.
You know,
dude,
we,
I wish there was like another camera.
All right. Yeah, like a.
You know,
this would be good like back here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big thing though. Tier lists are always thing. It's all the rage, you know. And we like making tier lists as a group. We've done it a couple times. We did anime it with anime openings. We did it with characters from animes and did stuff we? As well. Well, sort of the anime fight thing, kind of. But yeah. You know, we do a lot of fun little events and stuff, which we'll probably maybe start doing for like special videos because I guess this will be a special inside scoop for all the listeners. We are planning to do more specials, which a special is going to be coming out shortly after this episode airs, and it's going to be a super cut of all of the fun little moments of stuff.
I want to get more B-roll.
That would be great.
Because I got a video of us walking, and I'm like, that's the kind of stuff that
yeah,
to just see the stuff cool. Like trip.
So yeah, we're doing some cool stuff, you know, mm-hmm. branching out a little bit. We're gonna be doing TikTok mm-hmm. and stuff a little bit more as well. Yeah, that's true. Well, or YouTube Shorts.
Short form
content. We'll say. We'll keep it ambiguous segment. At this yeah. point because we don't know where that bill's gonna go. So, but yeah, we like doing a tier list, and so you know, Trey came with the idea of doing a tier list of random drinks that we've never had before. So the first one was a bit of a dud. Somebody had it before, I believe.
The first one?
The very first one.
Was green tea.
Oh, that's right. So we had green tea for the very first one, just like raw
which
green tea.
None of us liked.
None of us liked. It was horrible. It was bitter.
It was acquired taste.
A very acquired taste.
We came to the conclusion intellect people. That it was water that felt like it was filtered from a stream.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't sit right in your brain.
Yeah. Right.
You feel like it's something's living in it.
Yeah. Definitely, and something's gonna be living in you after drinking it.
Yeah.
So to go over a little bit to help you kind of like figure out how we sort of rank things. Mm. So we have a couple of rankings. They're a little bit ambiguous and stuff.
Yeah.
But we have, you know, the S, A, B, whatever.
Yeah.
The S tier is you will get that drink no matter what every time you see it without fail, right?
Like you're stopping at you stop at a gas station, you're going in the gas station to see if they have the drink
to just get the drink because you're like, ooh, they might have it, right? And then A tier. It's like if there's a bunch of stuff, you know, you'll get it every time that you're out at a restaurant or something. You'll be like, oh yeah, cool, you know, all that sort of stuff, whatever. B tier is like maybe you won't try it, whatever.
Is this stuff to show them?
Yeah, he shows off the thing. So
this is because it's supposed to be blind taste test.
Yeah,
The Airbnb didn't have enough cups though, so that's what we.
Oh, okay, show me. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Oh, baby bottle milk.
Okay, there you go. Yeah,
so we didn't have enough cups in the Airbnb.
This
doesn't look promising, guys. It looks like milk. There's nuts on the front of it.
Yeah, are you allergic to anything?
No, absolutely not.
When I was pouring it, it was kind of thick. Like a little bit scary, I think it was.
F tier is you will never ever drink it again, and it's god awful and probably also poison.
But
did you guys go over all of the?
We
rules?
Made a rule: you have to finish the cup.
Okay.
So we have to finish these
so
before
even
the
if
end
it's
of the segment.
Horrible.
Yeah.
We have
so
to
like
drink the
taste
whole
it. Even
do we
if
want?
It's bad, we
do
just...
I want? Do we want to know what this is? Because this was my purchase. Because it's my week to do the thing.
We normally do it after.
We know.
Okay, so, we'll try it first, and
we rank
we'll,
it.
But,
and then I'll tell you what it was. Okay, cool. Yeah. All right, so I guess bottoms up, everybody.
Cheers.
This one, I'm actually scared on. I don't. Wait,
oh.
He left you hanging there.
Oh, right.
My bad. Oh, it's thick. Oh, she thick.
Oh, Jay's not a fan.
Oh, he's struggling. How's that bottle working for you?
Jay's really not a fan.
No, this is pretty good.
I'm honestly, hey, I'm right there with you, Baron. It doesn't taste that bad.
I just drank, like, thick orange juice.
Oh, he's downing it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What I'm just a beast. Grown man in a bottle.
Drinking out of a bottle.
It's here, man. Might as well use it.
We picked it out just because it had that. We're
just because
like,
it had
what?
The bottle cap. Yeah, that was the only reason.
Was it like orange? Mandarin?
I don't know.
Yeah, we don't like bits, by the way.
Yogurt.
Whoa. Okay.
We do.
It's a yogurt.
Has everyone finished theirs?
Mango. Yogurt mango drink.
It is a yogurt mango drink.
So, okay. I always forget. We got to write this down. What's the lowest? F? It goes S, A, B, C,
F?
Yeah. Okay, so no D.
No D or E.
So A is... You'll get it almost every time.
Yeah.
B is it's an option. C is you'll get it if nothing else is there. F is
it's like C. Your C tier is like you'll get a Pepsi if they don't have Coke.
If someone offers this drink to you, you'll take it. But if something else is there, you're gonna take the
for sure stuff.
So then B, it's one of your options.
Yeah, it's like
depending you get it on how you're feeling.
Yeah. A is like you'll get it like pretty much every time you see it. S is you go out of your way to get this drink.
I'd say B. Yeah. Like, if I'm feeling yogurt or mango, and that's there, that's like a perfect yogurt supplement that I want.
Cool.
In my system.
So on when you guys have collected your thoughts on three, we'll do our rankings.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I think we should have like different tier lists for each one of us.
No. Different tier lists. Yeah, we're averaging.
I think we should average.
I think Trey really dislikes this one.
I think we should have, like, each...
That's
like,
it. He wants to put this on the bottom.
Because what if we have, like, someone's like, this is S, and then someone's like, nah, this is F. I don't think we should be putting it in C.
Oh.
Or non C, B.
I think we just have the podcast tier list. I think we just have the top three.
It's the podcast tier list.
Yeah. Like, if something... I mean, the top three aren't going to get dethroned unless everyone likes it.
Yeah. We could move to, like a number-based point system.
Oh, yeah. Like, each tier is a number?
No, like 98 out of 100.
Or, like,
100? We should do out of 100. Out of 10.
Out of 5?
Or we do out of 10, and we add up
out
the
of
points.
Out of 5? How many stars is this?
Keep it more decisive.
How many stars out of
5? How many stars are we feeling?
Yeah, how many stars?
Well, I'm saying we gotta give it numbers, because what if we do everybody ranks it out of 10, and then you
we'll
add
We'll stick
those
with the tier list, and we'll... We'll think about other ways.
What's your list? What's your list?
Yeah.
Have you guys collected your thoughts? Do you think you know what it is?
I'm shaking.
Yeah. I think I do.
Holy.
Ready? You ready?
Three, two,
oh, he's ready.
One,
C.
F.
Ooh, damn.
Seth and I have been on the dot exactly the same every time.
I think so.
I mean, yep. We all were until just now.
F tier was the first one. The second one, we had a couple different ones with the sun.
Oh, we all did.
Oh, that's right. It was unanimous again. Yeah. It was a fully unanimous.
This was our
thing
first
again.
One. Where
this
we
the first
see,
one
this isn't bad, but I'm not a huge mango guy, and I don't really like drinking yogurt.
Yeah, no, it definitely. It's like what is that drink? It's kefir, I think, which is like the yogurt drink.
It reminds me of Danimals.
Yeah, definitely.
You know,
which that actually got me through it. By the way, I had the first sip and I was like, "This is." Bad. The texture's bad. And then I started thinking about the yogurt, and I was like, this is like a Danimal smoothie, and I was like, perfect.
I remember, because I remember we kind of picked this one out together, which we normally don't do.
Yeah.
And it was a yogurt drink, so I remembered, oh, it's like yogurt.
I think we should all pick it out together when it's a guest. Every time we have a guest on, we pick a...
Throw the guest into the deep end.
Yeah. We could do that.
Sure.
That's our fun little way of hazing.
Yeah,
so
the bottle was a little bit overboard though.
Yeah, the bottle.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah, so break it down for us.
So I did B, right? Because back on Guam, we had drinks that were like just yogurt.
Yeah.
Just yogurt drinks. So I drank that all the time. Mm-hmm. So this was like, oh, yeah, this is normal.
You've had that.
Yeah, okay. Like I've had this.
This is a little blast of the past episode for you.
So it was like, what, the consistency?
How fitting, then.
Look at that.
What a good
Wait,
a good drink
actually a blast chosen. Of the past.
Yeah.
All the way back to the baby bottle. Yeah, look at that.
Yeah. Oh, so why is it so low for you guys?
Like I said, I'm just not a mango guy.
I think I'm very much like, I like mango, but I'm very much like, when it comes to drinks and stuff, I'm very much like I like matcha. I'm very much like an herbal drink guy. Mm. Like, I really like herbal drinks.
Yeah.
You know, I love tea. I love matcha, which is also kind of a form of tea, right?
I am not a tea guy at all.
I like hibiscus stuff. I think it's great. I like smooth drinks, and I'm not very bothered by textures when it comes to food, but drinks I am. Usually where, like, textures will throw me off. If this was a little bit, I would cut this with milk and it would be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I would cut this with milk and I would have a great time.
I could see that. I could see that.
Like half and half or like 75, 25.
I got like eggnog.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, exactly.
So why did you hate it
like
so much?
Like a mango eggnog? Because I cut my eggnog with milk now.
Yeah.
Because I used to not do that. I used to drink the syrup, the chalk. Or like the cement pouring down your throat.
You're chewing the eggnog.
You're chewing the eggnog.
Get some egg in there. Take a bite of the
eggnog. Get some egg in there.
Speaking of eggnog, my brother actually tried to make a homemade eggnog.
Oh, okay.
And it was basically like milk with scrambled eggs in it.
It was not. Okay,
when did he make this though?
It was a couple years ago.
Okay.
Around Christmas?
Yeah.
That's so
it was not it. And it was like, it just stayed in the refrigerator for like a good couple of months.
Yeah, and then it got thrown out.
Or mysteriously disappeared.
It was bad.
Yeah.
Why'd you put it so low? Why an F?
Did you answer why you put yours?
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go down the line.
So you guys are like saying
like
answer.
When I do this, I really try to stick to the description because there's so many more tiers we could put between C and F.
Yeah.
Because it's like, if it's offered to me, I'll have it, is what I am feeling with this.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge mango guy, so I'm not going to go out of my way to choose mango. Mm-hmm.
For sure.
And then also, I don't see myself drinking like a yogurty drink very often.
Mm. Yeah.
You know? So, but like, again, I remembered there have been times when we used to have Danimals for like Lily or whatever in right. the fridge, and I'm like, I could go for one of those.
Yeah.
And so I grab one out of the fridge and start drinking like the yogurt. Great. But it's not a very common thing for me. Yep. And so I went C because it's very much a, like, I won't not drink it. I don't think it's gross. It's just not.
Yeah, like
my
if
first
it's like, you know, if it's served to you with the meal or whatever, you're not going to
yeah,
like leave
exactly.
the glass empty. You'll drink it while
yeah,
you're
I'd finish the I mean, that wasn't bad. Like, I was drinking that. I wasn't forcing that down like I did with the tea.
Yeah.
That stuff was
that's
nasty.
Crazy too to think that like black tea you were forcing to drink and then
yeah.
a mango yogurt drink.
Right. Yeah,
I guess that really says something about black tea.
Yeah. I just hate tea. Okay.
I guess it was technically unsweetened green tea.
Yeah, I cannot.
I want to hear George's reaction.
Yeah, I want to know the F.
What's
though.
Your
that
reason?
Was strong.
That was hard.
I kind of like drank it and then I got like eggnog texture. I'm yeah. like, okay. And then I just get hit with what I thought was like orange juice. But
like
now
fruity.
That I'm thinking about it, it's yeah. mango. And I'm just like, these don't go together.
Yeah.
It's like, I've, like...
You short-circuited. We saw that reaction.
I, like, felt it coming up. And
we
then, like,
we
I
saw
like,
the
shove it down.
Well, yeah, that's fair. I grew up on this stuff, so it was like, oh, yeah, this is, like, second nature.
Right, yeah.
So and we'll plus, just, I just... I'm not a big fan of yogurt. Because I just... I remember, like, forcing myself to eat yogurt before I go into work. Because it was, like, all we had.
For breakfast.
Yeah.
Dude, and that, just, that'll like, ruin food for you.
Yeah.
Having to like eat it before
what
going into work
you?
Or school.
Like,
you said it.
Most breakfast food, to be honest. Oh. I like a solid breakfast, like an egg and like hash browns and all that kind of stuff, dude. I would crush that. But cereal?
No, there was
really
some.
Like.
I feel like there was something
cereal
you said
was
like that
my
like
number one
completely
breakfast.
Got ruined for you because you had it so much.
Was it peanut butter sandwiches? Like peanut butter jelly sandwiches?
No,
or like,
God, no. I could eat those till the day I die.
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
Every day.
I
know what you're talking
butter,
about.
Toast.
I can't think of it right now.
It was like
oh, it's like it was literally just like fried eggs, scrambled eggs. Hate them. Can't
you've
eat
had them.
Them
so much, right?
I cannot eat them because
yeah.
we had them all the time, like
yeah.
growing up,
I'm
all the time.
Okay, favorite meal: breakfast, lunch, or dinner? Like the foods you get around that meal.
God.
What do you think?
Dinner.
That's okay.
Lunch, bro.
Wow!
Wait a minute. No,
a
I
lunch.
Think. No, wait. I think
favorite.
No. I think
there's no.
I think I switched
way.
Up. No, I think I switched up. I think you're right. I think it's lunch.
It's
sandwiches.
Lunch.
I think mine has to be dinner.
That is rare.
Okay, question.
I've asked this question to a lot of people. That is rare. I've probably gotten one or two before, but that it's rare to get a lunch answer.
How?
People,
I feel like,
people
I think
always
I switched
say,
up.
What do you eat for lunch? That's always the response when I put the argument
sandwiches,
out for lunch.
That's immediately
it's
what I think, right?
Lunch?
Like anything.
Lunch is like, I skip lunch most days.
Lunch is just
I get that a lot.
Like today,
when
I skip lunch.
It,
I didn't eat anything today.
That's true. Yeah, I think lunch and dinner food's a lot
dinner.
Of times.
What you can have for lunch, you can have for dinner. What you can have for dinner, you can have for lunch.
Yeah. That's true. But lunch is definitely more
sandwich. Some of my favorite foods of all time are like birria tacos. It's like steak and cheese. And genuinely serious, I have, like, I saw God today.
Uh-huh.
I had a banh mi for the first time.
Oh, yeah, that.
What are you on those banh mi's, man?
I saw God. I might get one tomorrow.
I mean, why not? If you like it that much.
I might get two. I might join you. I'm getting one.
Dude, I can't believe they don't have that pizza place. Dude. The pizza food truck.
It was so good.
For last year.
Banh mi.
Yeah, I'm going to join you on that banh mi because...
Banh mi.
Got that pulled pork sandwich. Oh, my God. That thing was so dry.
I think Jake wants to try one,
yeah, that
too.
Was...
I cried.
That was the pulled pork sandwich.
$19
You went to go get a pulled pork sandwich. Wait, hold on. Stop. Can we pause here for just a second?
Okay.
Wait. So you, when I was standing,
let's keep going.
So when I was standing at the Banh Mi food truck, and you said, "I think I'm gonna check."
Cold.
Listen.
He didn't want to stand in the cold. He was shivering.
Listen.
You were making your friends stand out there in the cold and shiver.
Warmed him up, and I would have happily done it. With all the eyes watching,
I was looking.
I would have warmed him up.
Chicken sandwich.
Listen,
you want a chicken?
But you
was
telling
chicken
me
or rice place
that you
but
left.
The line was so long.
Yeah, though there was so many big lines.
You, like, but hold
let's,
on.
Let's keep this big going. Let's hear it.
You left the Banh Mi, Vietnamese sandwich food truck, which by the way is braised pork.
Okay.
And you went and got a pulled pork sandwich from the food court.
Wait, hold up.
So
no, he didn't.
I got a pulled chicken sandwich.
Oh. Yo.
And it also
wasn't from the food court.
No,
it was some food stand.
How much was your sandwich? So I got a sandwich and a soda. It was like $19.
You got a. Okay, listen to
how
this.
How big was the sandwich?
Bigger than
it's
the
like
pulled pork.
Or it was like 3 pulled pork sandwiches.
Okay, listen
to this.
You've
been scammed.
I know.
Did you get a drink?
We went inside, right?
I saw the remnants. I saw the bones.
We went to look for the food court, right?
Yeah.
On our way, like, down the hallway, we're like, oh, the food court's right up ahead.
Yeah.
Right? And so we see this stand that has, like, pulled pork sandwiches and mac and cheese and stuff. We're like, oh, this will be good. We stop there and get in line. The line's short.
Yeah.
Really short.
And you're like, why is it short?
So we're looking
that
at the menu.
First red flag.
$13 for a thing of mac and cheese.
Jesus Christ.
$19 for everything else.
That should be illegal. Hold
so
on,
pulled pork sandwich.
$13 for your mac and cheese should be illegal.
And that $19 for everything else. For pulled pork. I forget what else was even on the menu.
There was something
pulled pork,
white.
Pulled chicken chips.
If it's the place that I saw earlier, was it like was it the place where you like walk up and there's people with just like the like silver
cafeteria.
Tins of
yeah.
shit behind them?
I saw
white liquid in one of
that
those.
That was the mac and cheese.
The mac and
no
cheese.
No way.
I got dude, it. Was, okay.
It was liquid.
$4 a drink.
Was it,
yes.
was it
no,
liquid?
No, I'm going to get to it, dude. So we order it, and we go, and we start walking down, and we go back to the DDR place to, like, sit down and
yeah,
eat
I love that place,
right?
It's good vibes every time.
I started, like, I took a bite of the pulled, or of the mac and cheese.
Yeah.
It felt, or it tasted like someone had put like a like cheese like mac and cheese, right? They cooked mac and cheese,
yeah,
and then they watered down the flavor and reduced it to almost nothingness.
They did not care.
It was the worst mac and cheese I've probably ever had, and it tasted like nothing.
When I went up to like,
did you eat it all?
I ate it all. Why
oh
didn't
my
I? $13.
Guys,
I might as well not go.
When I went up to like get my drink,
yeah,
I like walked up. And the guy who's just like looks at me and then just starts looking around. He's like, "Where's this guy?" And he's just like looking around. And he's like, "Where'd he go?" And he like looks down at it like
yeah,
his
we're looking
piece
at
of
the
paper.
There was a whole, like, there were sandwiches that people just didn't
yeah,
pick up. There's
like,
two sandwiches.
Yeah. Where are they? And like I was just sitting there for like a couple minutes of him just looking around. He's like, "What do you want?" And I was like, "A Mountain Dew." I was like, "Okay, put your card right there." I was like, "Okay," and I just. Paid and like grabbed them.
That was a steal though. Only 4 V-Bucks.
Yeah.
For the sodas.
Yeah.
Yeah. V-Bucks weren't.
No, I was scared.
Yeah.
They charged me $4.
They had a sign on the cooler.
Yeah, funny guys, man.
Yeah. 19, scamming us.
19 for a little thing.
Yeah.
No offense to those people, but come on, dude. Like dry, no flavor. The
yeah,
size.
You're gonna be so happy tomorrow.
Here's the thing, Ethan.
I'm gonna watch you eat.
Chicken
here's
sandwich.
The thing. We thought we got food from the food court.
Yeah.
We did not get food from
the
food court.
Food court.
We
didn't make it to the food court.
We were on the other side of the expo hall from the food court.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know where you guys went. I saw it.
We needed to go across the glass hallway to get to the food court. And we were
by the way, can I add insult to injury. I've gotten food at the food court last year.
Uh-huh.
It was pretty good.
It was really good.
Trey and I got food from the food court last year. We got these dude. What was it, beef and broccoli, like rice bowls. They were so good.
At
it was like teriyaki
point,
beef and broccoli bowls.
So
it was so good. I was very surprised at how much I liked it.
Because I was it's probably going to be all right. Whatever, I'll get this. And we got it. And we're like, well, it's good.
I was just so defeated. I was, like, so tired. And yep. I was like, oh, there's food right here. 19, I'll suck it up.
The line was so short.
Yeah, it's cons.
There's, like, five people.
There's always expensive food at the con. Yeah. Dude, that's so funny,
that was
man.
Sorry. A sorry piece of sandwich.
Yeah.
You are going to be so happy.
Buns cold.
I can't
chips
wait
soggy.
To watch you. Dude, at the end of this episode, I'm gonna put a video of you just eating the sandwich. I'm going to get your reaction of you eating this sandwich now. We're going to have banh mi's together.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll rate it, too. I'll rate it.
Okay. We'll have banh mi date tomorrow.
Yeah.
I was going to, like,
that's so funny.
Else up.
They're going to be the people at the, because I talked to the people in the food truck, and I was like, I had coworkers telling me to find your food truck. It's so cool. And he's like, oh, we got happy customers. I was like, yeah, they're telling me to get it. I'm going to be back tomorrow. They're going to remember me. Because yeah, I talked to him for like 2 minutes.
Banh mi's it, man.
That's it, man. That's getting me
up. I'm telling you.
I'm getting hungers.
Yeah.